Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now it's time for Dr. Joe's Conspiracy Countdown of the Week.
Welcome back. And now joining us is Joe Yusinski from Miami, telling us what's going on in conspiracy this week.
So it's great to be back with you. There's an interesting thing going on in the data this week, and that is that whereas normally there'll be tons and tons of different conspiracy theories, the data this week really centers around two.
Yeah, you know, I heard there was a conspiracy last night. I heard it there was a conspiracy for them to land on the moon, and they were successful.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
No, I had to. I'm sorry. I had to. Yeah, that was terrible. Anyway, yeah. So tell us, what's the big conspiracies that everybody's talking about now?
So number two, and normally I would ignore these and just put them aside because we, you know, I don't want to keep talking about the same things over and over again. And I would try to focus on, you know, those that are unique each week. But this week we're focusing on two, and that's sort of where our national discussion is. And so the number two is Trump, Russia, FBI, and Congress.
Yeah, it's not going to go away anytime soon, is it?
Yeah, so the overarching idea is, you know, did Trump conspire with Russia to win the election? And then did Russia conspire to use bots to trick us into voting for Trump? Or Jill Stein or Bernie Sanders? And then was the FBI working with Trump or Clinton to spy on the Trump campaign?
Wow. And I'm sure that there's all sorts of conspiracies. It's not just one-sided, is it?
No, it's both sides. And there's all sorts of little nooks and crannies here. And it's got all the elements that sort of drive conspiracy theorizing. So you've got powerful people doing stuff in secret. And then you have documents coming out, which are, of course, you know, heavily redacted. So nobody knows what's really going on. It's just accusations coming out in different partisan media outlets that are just pointing in opposite directions. And it's tough to really make sense of any of it right now, but it's the second biggest conspiracy story this week.
No weird ones on that, is there? There's nothing like...
Well, not that I would love it if there was something, you know, if Trump was a Russian bot. I mean, that would be interesting.
Well, that's what I mean. I was hoping for something, you know, he was in contact with aliens on the moon or.
Well, you know, what the funny thing is, you're saying, is there anything weird here? And it tells us about our new normal. I mean, because it's not normal to have, you know, the president, the FBI and all of Congress and, you know, Hillary Clinton, all involved in some part of what is potentially a major, major conspiracy. But we're looking at that saying, oh, well, that's normal. Yeah. Is there anything weird going on?
Yeah, I want something different. I mean, that's become day-to-day life now.
You know. So I guess we'll just have to live with it for the time being.
Yeah. And so what's the biggie?
So the biggie is, and this might be affecting, you know, the news environment in Florida more so than elsewhere, but it's major. The school shooting that took place in Florida, after it happened, I thought to myself, you know, geez, I hope that people have learned their lesson from Sandy Hook and from other shootings where, you know, the conspiracy theories overtook the information environment. And I hope that conspiracy theorists don't latch on to this one. And it seemed for a day or two that people sort of accepted the real shooting as the real story. But you give it a week and the conspiracy narratives have seemed to overtaken the story. So they range from the school shooting was fake to the shooting was real, but the kids who are talking now and advocating for gun control are either pawns of George Soros or they're crisis actors. So there's a lot of different conspiracy theories in there, but they sort of boil down to what we're seeing now isn't really fake and it's sort of set up.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the standard, but for all of these shootings.
Yeah. And in this one, we're already at the point where the kids are getting death threats from people. And I really wish that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So So all the conspiracy theorists out there that I'm speaking to right now, even if you're right, assume for a moment that you could be wrong, and in which case, don't go after the kids or the families. If you want to protest our institutions, do that. But leave the kids and families alone. And same thing if you're putting stuff out on YouTube. I mean, it's going to get your channel banned pretty quickly right now.
Yeah. I just find it crazy, but there's a real part of the country that actually believes that they're all faked and it's all set up by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as they believe that in their mind, in their heart, that these are set up by, you know, somebody, and they're not real, they're not going to have any sympathy for these kids.
That's true. And that's, you know, and so the only thing, I can't convince people that they're wrong, and I'm not going to try to, but what I am going to suggest is, you know, just think that you could be wrong. What if you are wrong? You know, then it's the case that going after kids and families becomes a bad idea. You know, so focus, you know, the activism on institutions, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think they have to realize that that's quite a setup to actually go in and fake a school shooting and have all those crisis actors and then have them all go on TV and do media and rallies, and in every single one of these shooting cases, to do all of that and to never have leaks or people that were involved in this conspiracy talk or leak out any information. Like, that seems weird in itself.
Yeah, and of course every conspiracy theory has to overcome those same barriers, right? Because if you're going to say 9/11 was a conspiracy, well, how did they plant the explosives, or how did they hide this without anyone coming out? But those things don't stop people from believing. So I'll just quickly give you the results of a poll from just 2 years ago. And they asked people about beliefs about Sandy Hook. And the beliefs are incredibly high. So about 22% of respondents nationwide believed it was either definitely or possibly true that Sandy Hook was faked.
Right.
And a lot of people think that it's just Republicans who think these things. Oh, Republicans with their gun rights, they think all these things are faked. No, on that question about Sandy Hook, Democrats and Republicans are about even. It's independents who shoot way up. So if you just look at independents, it's 50% of independents think that the Sandy Hook was definitely or possibly a conspiracy.
I wonder if that's because they look at it as a government conspiracy. The government did it, and they believe both parties are involved.
Yeah, so if you're an independent, who's out to get you? Right. It's everybody, right?
Yeah.
If you're in one party or the other, you have a safe haven, right? It's only the other guy who's out to get you. But if you're an independent, well, the whole world is, you know, potentially your enemy. So
I'm surprised that someone that would vote Democrat, let's say for president, would actually think that. Because and the only reason I say that is not being a Clinton fan, but I'm not. But it's the idea of 8 years of Obama being in. A lot of the blame was on him, like Obama's doing this to take our guns. And so if you believe that, why would you vote for him?
Well, the interesting thing in the data I have is that Clinton and Sanders supporters were more likely to say it was definitely true that Sandy Hook was faked than Trump, Cruz, or Kasich supporters.
Wow. You know, when I was young, my parents used to get the Star and National Enquirer magazine And I used to say, I know, I survived it. And and there was all the stories. I feel like I'm living in that now.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, when I go through and look at the magazine racks, it's like they have to work very hard to come up with something that's fake now.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, I never saw it coming, and here it is. We're in that world right now. So it's crazy. It's crazy. But there we go. Well, Joe, that's another great conspiracy mini countdown for the week.
Well, hopefully I will be back with things that are that don't cut at the core of our democracy or endanger innocent teenagers.
Yeah, let's get on to come on, people. Get into talking about Kardashian or something. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in transition to become a man. Something.
I can find it, I will report it next week.
Okay, well, thanks again, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.